bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
路德小时.
Tribunza Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
The author of today's international devotion is Jeremiah. He's a student at Concordia Seminary in Buenos Aires. Jeremiah served 2 years as a volunteer for Lutheran Hour Ministries through an internship program that Lutheran Hour Ministries has with the seminary. During this time, he performed different tasks such as telephone services, delivery of materials, and contact visits. A text for our devotion from the 8th chapter of Romans. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. Concerns are attacking us again. We hardly leave some situations when we have to deal with others that seem to be even more difficult. In these situations, it is not surprising that our spirit abandons us and our strength and hope is diluted. Our sinful nature is weak and can make us feel discouraged and depressed. Indeed, there are times when, if left untreated, it can lead into desperation. God's treatment is found in the Word. It is there He gives us hope. Those who are washed in the Savior's blood know if they rely only on the hope that people in life offer them, they will find that this hope is uncertain and does not fully satisfy the human heart. That is why God has given us a different hope. Through the Holy Spirit-given blessing of faith in Jesus, we have a greater hope. Through Him, we have the comforting certainty that our loving Father's help comes to us. In Jesus, the wonderful promises of God become ours. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. We know that all things work out well. Both poverty and wealth, pain and health, sadness and joy, they make us progress in life. All things work out just fine for those who love God. But in the middle of these situations, we often wonder how this suffering can be a benefit for us. God's plans may seem dark and mysterious now, but again, they should not make us doubtful in His wisdom and love. Remember how God has led us for many years through difficult times. The promise to be with us every moment of the day and in all circumstances comes to us in His Word. The greater the adversity, the more we need God. Ask your Heavenly Father to keep you in faith and comfort you. God strengthen you with His loving promises revealed in His Word. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You allow grief to touch our lives so we might grow. I ask You to give me strength through faith and full confidence in You and Your promises. They are promises I am sure You will keep. Strengthen me to overcome times of adversity and experience joy again. I beg You in the name of Jesus. Amen.